Okay, Zechen Nishmas Daniel Shayna Basiv Shul Fowler. Okay, Rosai. Continuing Hazara. And Sunday we're having Sunday, I guess we'll continue Hazara's. How should we do it on Sunday?
We can do Hazara or we can continue Svarash here so people don't miss Hazara.
Okay, we'll figure it out, but either way you should come if you, you know, try to come. Sundays. Okay. So we're in Packet Chaf. Is yours? Where's the cut?
The one that's more.
Oh, Chaf Aleph is yours. Chaf, yeah. Okay. So we were doing the Ran. We said the Ran sheet is that even though normally we say the Psik Reishe, but by Hanah you don't say Psik Reishe, because Hanah you have to have active Ratzon to be Mekabel the Hanah, and if you're not, that's not considered a violation of Hanah. So that we did, yes, last time. Okay. Then number 13, Tein Divrei Yeshuas Yaakov Binyan Zeh. So we're doing the Yeshuas Yaakov in Packet Chaf. Okay, so there were really two Yeshuas, but the first Yeshuas Yaakov was he quotes the Taz, Machlokas, the Magen Avraham and Taz, whether if somebody is has zuama on their body, in other words, they have perspiration, and they want to take it off. So the Magen Avraham says it's mutter on Yom Kippur, and the Taz says it's aser. Right? That we did.
Right. So he explains. Yeah. We know that it's only Isser Rechitza Shaltanug, the Sicha Shaltanug. So the Magen Avraham says it's mutter to take off the perspiration. But don't you get Hanah from that? In other words, even Lavir Azuma, isn't that considered Hanah? So what's shot in the Magen Avraham? So he says, Chorim came in the Mikol Mokah Hanah Mimela Ka'asi. Ha'ilano Lesser, Tzarech Lomar, the Mutter Mishum, Tav Shein Miskavin. Whereas he's saying that the Pshat that it's Mutter is because it's based on the Ran. Because he's not Mechavin. In other words, the main thing in Mechavin is to get off the perspiration. Now, a person feels good. After he takes a shower, you feel good. Even though, in other words, if you had a piece of mud on you, so you take it off, okay, fine. But when you're perspiring and then you take a shower, then you feel good. So how can the Magen Avraham say that that's not called a shaltanug? So he wants to say, based on the Ran, that when it comes to Hanah, that has to be your number one kavana, is for the Hanah. Because if your number one kavana is for the cleanliness, so then, and there's Hanah also, that's called Psik Reishe, but the Ran says we don't say the din of Psik Reishe by Hanah. Because Psik Reishe means that I'm not mechavin for that, but it's inevitable. So he says over here,
right, the Ran sheet is that you could wear shatnas to avoid taxes. Right? In other words, if you were taking stuff in wherever you're going, so you have to pay taxes. But if you're wearing it, you don't have to pay taxes. So say you wear the Beged of Shatnas, not because you want to wear the Beged of Shatnas, because you want to avoid the taxes. So the Ran says that that's mutter. He's not wearing the shatnas. You have to have kavana to get him to that you have hanor from the shatnas. But here he doesn't really want the hanor from the shatnas. He just wants to avoid the taxes. So if he's mechavin laver azua malo chashiva hanor. So basically, that's how he's explaining the Magen Avraham. See, according to the Taz and Achanami, maybe the Taz will say that the reason why you can't, you know, because really when you have mud on you, so that's to get rid of lichluch. When it's not mud, so no one sees it, so it's the perspiration. What's wrong with the perspiration? You see, well, I have mud on me, I'm not going to come. It's embarrassing. I have a piece of mud on me. It's the perspiration no one sees. Maybe they smell, but they don't see it. So the Magen Avraham, so the Taz says, so it's also, we call that when you take a shower to get rid of the perspiration, the Taz says, that's hanor, and that's also. But the Magen Avraham says, no. You're doing it really to clean yourself. Now you're going to feel good. So that's not called shalhanah because it's a secretion that you every time that you took a shower after you perspire you feel good. It's a secretion that you're gonna feel good. The main point is you wanted to get rid of the perspiration. I guess you know different times in the world, you know, in those days, it could be also in those days people didn't shower every day, so perspiration wasn't such an Indian. They didn't care so much about perspiration. When did they shower? Once a yovel they showered. Wait, how often did they shower in those?
200 years ago,
so that's
just a couple
hundred years ago. Yeah, so once a week, and right, because
it's like pouring water over yourself and sitting in a tub.
It needs to receive, like, that's the only time when it goes to the bath.
It was for neither.
Like, it comes out of some of the Gemara.
Right, yeah, it was a whole different hygiene.
Like, once a month was like a big deal. You know, once
right.
A
month. Hygiene was a different. Hygiene today was not what hygiene.
Even in other places, it's not like, you know, like, you go to Europe. I don't know if anybody told me in Europe,
it's
very different than it is here.
People
do not shower as often as they do in
America. Right. You should read Rav Abadi's piece, or Yitzchak, about showering during the 9 days. He's very stark about permitting showering during the 9 days. I don't know if anyone has it here, but on the shelves. But we'll see. Yeah.
If the
mother of God won't do that,
then why is
Sichel Avir Azuma is Aser? Because we say that whenever you do Sicha, it's more direct that there's Hana. Even though you did a Avir Azuma, we view it, we don't really view it that way. Right.
But some things are objectively hana. Like, for example, you were telling me about the animal, usually you come about the ox that uses the oil for the massage. Right? It's like, which equates it to that's shame. Because there's hana in the dhamma. The sikhah is fundamentally like eating.
Yeah.
You can't have a sandwich and tell me, I'm not coming for the hana of a sandwich. That's what it is. So sikhah is the same way. That was sikhah that you were
talking about. Right, we're going to talk about, you know, when we get to the Inui of Sicha, we'll see how the Sicha is the concept of Sicha Kishtiya, like you said. So, what was his Lashon?
He said,
right.
That
yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
then it's more than the Torah you have to
be. Right, right. Like he said, you don't view, like, when you're eating a sandwich, you don't view it. I'm only mechavim for nutrition. I'm not mechavim, but it's for secretion that I'm gonna. No, it's more like Rabbi Kyle said. It's more fundamental, yeah. More direct.
Yeah, you just say when you have a pill, you're drinking water, you build down. You're only doing it for the week. In reality, you're also getting enough. It's hydrated in your body.
Yeah, but that's water, right? Water, you know. Yeah, we talked about the halachas ketanos. They had a whole thing about water, right? Okay, then page 14, question 14. Ten divrei Kovach Yurim b'divrei Haran. Kovach Yurim was written by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, but he didn't really. I think the Talmidim mainly wrote it. Rabbi Drillman, who was Rosh Shiva here, he told me he was in Baranovich. He learned by Rabbi Chanan, and he told me which piece that he wrote. He wrote, there's a famous piece in Ksubas about creation to Lo Nichale. It's one of the famous Rabbi Chanans. He says he wrote that piece. My 8th grade Rebbe, Rav Avraham Gansvi, he was a Rebbe in Yeshiva Flappish, both in the elementary and high school. He was a European Rebbe. You know, I told you, when I went to elementary school, it's before modern orthodoxy produced Mechanchim. So our Rebbe, my 8th grade Rebbe, was a Talmud of Rav Elchanan. My 6th grade Rebbe had an audience with the Brisker Rav. You know, my 7th grade Rebbe was the Sofer, Rabbi Fuld. Rabbi Fuld, his Ari Fuld was his nephew, who was, killed. But it was a different Kufa. It was, so even in the modern, you know, elementary school, Yeshiva Flappish, but, you know, the Rebbeim, it was, you know, all the Rebbeim around were European Rebbeim at that point, you know.
David Lefschitz, he said, was
Arabian. Yeah, David Lefschitz was here,
yeah,
sure.
Why
yeah.
He was all.
Yeah, Roy, let me tell you this. There was a point that all the Shiurim, listen to this, Papas. There was a point that all the Shiurim and MTA were given in Yiddish.
What?
Okay? All the Shiurim and MTA were given in Yiddish.
BTA?
Yeah, I remember BTA. What? That's a good question. That's a good question. But that's what it was. When I came here, still most of a lot of the Rebbeim were European Rebbeim. Yeah, Shimon Shkop. What? Who went to MTA? Oh, Arav Sokol, Shlita. Yeah, sure. We know, Rabbi say the big yisod of Reb Sokol is that Reb David Lifshitz's last Seder Kedushin was your parents, I believe. Do you know that? I think that was his last Seder Kedushin. Was your parents. That, I think so. I think that's it's on the records. It's on the records. So Reb David Lifshitz was one of the Rebbeim who went from Yiddish to Hebrew. In other words, the Rav went from Yiddish to English. Rav David Lifshitz went from Yiddish to Hebrew. And, yeah. But Yiddish is very. You should know that Rav Soloveitchik's Yortzeit Shir, he gave two Yortzeit Shir, one in Gimel Shvat for his father, and one in Adar he gave for his mother, brother, and wife. Three people. That was in English. But the one for his father, he always kept in Yiddish. At the end, when they stopped really giving the official one, they were putting it in the classroom, so that was the game. But the one that was the Lamport Auditorium one for his father, because his father, you know, he was Yiddish. It wasn't shy for him to speak English for a Yortzeit Shir for his father. Even in the years that he was still giving it, the English one for his mother, brother, and wife. Yeah, sure. It was they filled up the whole Lamport Auditorium was full, and then they piped it into the Zeisman Base Measures, and that was full, and I think they also piped it into the Morg Shul, that was full, and it was like hours and like four hours at least or something like that. And today, if someone would speak for 4 hours, no one would go, believe me. But, you know, it was, people came from all over. People came from out of town, from in town, from everywhere. It was so I was in MTA at the time. So we would go. So we'd go right, you know, we were living here. So we didn't have to schlep from it. We'd get our seats and make sure. At a chevra, yeah. And our Rabbi Moshe Yagid at the time, he told us that, even if you don't understand Yiddish, you still go, you know, for the experience. It was a real experience. It was a real experience of, you know. That was the first time I was in YU when I was in 7th or 8th grade in elementary school. Rabbi Russ, he was the assistant principal of Yeshiva Flatbush, then he became the some type of principal in Magen David, and he took us in his car to hear the Rav's yard session. That was the first time I came to YU ever. He took a carload of us for the Rav's yard session. It wasn't the Gimel Shvat year. It was the one for his mother. Subsequently, it was written up, that shear was written up in the YU Haggadah. Rabbi Nadi Helfgott wrote it up in the Haggadah. I think he heard it on the tape, but I was there at that shear. But first, he took us to the calf. That was the first time I was in the calf for dinner. That was an experience also. Because I was overwhelmed at the food there. Was very, you know, when you go to elementary school, the food is very good also, but you don't get five choices, and it's a whole different thing there, you know. But that was, I recently spoke to him, Rabbi Russ, because Rabbi Russ has, Rabbi Kalinsky's brother-in-law is a son-in-law of Rabbi Russ. So when the Kalinskys made a bar mitzvah and I saw the son-in-law, I gave a copy of my sefer, I think I'm Minhagim, to give to his father-in-law, and he gave it to him, and then he ended up calling me, and he said, you know, I took you to YU and you never left. So that was like 7th, 8th grade, he took us to, those were the days, what can I tell you? Oh, so Rabbi Chanan, Kovach Shir of Rabbi Chanan, so he explains like this. Tavke b'sur achilo, isur al maisa. See, isur achilo is the maisa mitzar atzma. Av shalonos is al de odom. Av isur ino ha isur rak ima odom nene miyem, vo megia elav hanon meilea. Zolok pita Torah. The fact that you get hana is not the isur. It's the fact that you are actively trying to get hana. In other words, if the hana just comes to you, like you're just sitting here, and the smell, whatever, it just comes to you, that's not the isur. Hana, Dafka did something to actively get the hana. So, but if you're not, so by a psik reshe, so yes, why is psik reshe by isur hana different? So he says that's why. Even though he's getting hana, but he's not actively pursuing an action to try to get that hana. Haraya, he wasn't mechavin for it, even though it's a psik reisha. But that's only hana bo meileha, and it's not an active pursuit of getting hana. Then question 15. So, lo efsher kamachavin means you had kavana for it, but lo efsher means there was no way out. There was no way out. In other words, you're walking down the street, and there's no way out. So then, and you had kavana. So that's what the Gemara says here. Lo efshev kamcham kul elmo pligad osu. That's osu. Because he had kavana. But what does it mean, lo efshev? Lo efshev, b'chorem, should mean there was no other way out. So maybe that's not really considered kavana. So he writes over here,
He writes over here, Tosis, a famous Tosis. I always like to quote this Tosis. That in life, everything is Efsher. Right? That's a big yisod. Everything is Efsher. Lo Efsher means that it's going to be a tircha to do it. In other words, say I have to walk down this block. And this block is where, if I walk down this block, I'm going to smell chametz b'pesach, right? So I can walk down the next block. But it happens to be the next 15 blocks are all blocked off. I can go to the 16th block, but that'll be so that's called lo efsher. Because it is efsher. It is efsher, but what? But it's a big tircha. So if a big tircha, that's called lo efsher. So that's what he says. That's the famous Tosis. So lo efsher v'kamchave, here he says, Nira Lari, the lo efsher kedarko. Lo efsher means lo efsher kedarko. Ela b'torach gadol. So that's called lo efsher. That's kamchave. If it's lo efsher v'lo kamchave, he says, keep pleading efsher. He says, lo efsher v'kamchave kol emel pleading dosher. Lo efsher v'lo kamchave, that's mutter. You could say, but it's efsher. You could go to the 16th block, and then it'll be you'll get through. There won't be any smell over there. But that's a big torah, and that's called lo efsher. So that's a big yisod. Okay. So we did the first 15 questions. Bez Hashem. So we'll see. We'll probably do more Sarara, maybe. We'll see. But either way, if you can come, that's the same thing. You know, sometimes on Sundays it's hard, but there's different lo efsher, lo kamcha, you know, you can... Okay? But, okay. We'll take a break now. We're going to have a chumash here in 2 minutes, basically.